Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, the Your Hometown Tour makes a stop in the beautiful suburb of Elgin. Ride with us all day as we show you what some call the city in the suburbs. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Come on, let's explore Elgin.
I really like Elgin. My son went to Elgin Academy for a number of years. I married my husband, the very husband that I would like to have join me on the air when we have the cardiologist on at 4:35.
Is that going to happen?
He said if he had to get on the air and talk about his heart attack, that it would give him another heart attack. He can't do it. The thought of, you could call on the phone. And no, I can't.
Have the EMTs there? Or
just in case they need to shock us.
Right. I want to hear them. Yeah.
Hey, Mike Adams is on the phone now. He's the Lord's Park crew leader at Lord's Park in Elgin. Lord's Park, I don't know, Mike, do you identify it as a zoo?
Yes, it is the Lord's Park Zoo.
Okay, because I love it. Because you have bison, and I am there all the time driving through just to see if I can get a glimpse, see how close I can get. And amidst all that, you have great playground equipment. So tell me about the wide array of animals that you have at Lord's Park Zoo.
So for year-round, we have the bison, the North American elk, and the white-tailed deer that we have year-round. And then during the summer, we do a farm zoo. We borrow animals from local farmers, cows and sheep. We've had miniature donkeys and miniature horses there, pigs every year. And we have them out there for about 10 weeks during the summer for people to come out and get up close with them, too.
Oh, yes. I brought my 4-year-old grandnephew out there last summer, and we got close to all the animals. That was so fun. And the people that you have on staff are fantastic. So I wanted people to become aware of this because you're really tucked in a residential area of Elgin.
Yes, we are. We're in the middle of, if you could drive right past it, we're right off of 25 and 58, and you would never know it if you don't know where it is.
Yeah, so if you're anywhere in the Fox River Valley or you want a day out or you just want to get close to a bison like I always do, Lord's Park Zoo is a great place, and it's absolutely free. So where do you get your funding?
So we get some of it is from the city. We are part of the municipal, so some of it is from there. We also have a great group of a citizen group called the Friends of Lord's Park Zoo that they are the ones that actually pay for all the programs we run during the summer. So at the farm, when we have the zoo open during the summer, there's programs 4 to 6 days a week usually, and those are funded by the Friends of Lord's Park Zoo and programmed by our Elgin Public Museum that's in the park as well.
Oh, my gosh. It's just such a great place, and you will be astounded because as you drive up, you're like, wait, I'm in somebody's neighborhood. You really just wouldn't know it was there unless you put it in your GPS and you search for it. So how many bison and how many elk and how many white-tailed deer do you have there right now?
So we have 3 bison, 5 elk, and 2 deer.
And does that number usually change?
It's fairly stagnant. We're hoping to add some more deer in the next couple of years, as 2 is a little low number, but it's fairly stagnant.
And it's also a place where people can picnic and kids can play on playground equipment, and there's a lot more going on, right?
Yeah, there's literally a playground right across from the bison pen, so you can be swinging on a swing watching bison roam around. There's a museum in the same public museum in the same area. There's some lagoons you can walk around, some walking trails, and just a big open park.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And was there a swimming pool or is there a swimming pool there?
The swimming pool will be closed again this year. We are hoping to open again next year. But yes, there is a swimming pool in the park as well.
Okay, so anybody can just go to Lord's Park, Google that, and find mm-hmm. you, or you can find them on the City of Elgin website. Oh, what do you love about Elgin? I mean, you work among people every day. You work at Lord's Park. What do you think is one of the shining things, other than Lord's Park, about that town?
I think it's just, it's it's such a large city. There's so much different opportunities and different things to do throughout the city. It's a very large area with a very diverse population. And there's just all kinds of different things you can experience and do.
That's great. Do you have names for the bison, Mike?
We do.
Oh, good. And what are their names?
We have Becky and Drew, who are both from Brookfield Zoo originally. And then we have Dakota, who is from Fermilab.
Oh, one of the Fermilab bison. That's great.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
She came in 2016. Thank you for having me. This was good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a hidden gem in Elgin. And today we're celebrating our Your Hometown series, and we're focusing on Elgin, about 38 miles west of Chicago. There's about 114,000 people, 47% Hispanic. And I have to tell you, the Mexican restaurants in Elgin, fantastic. And you'll meet some other people from Elgin, and we'll talk to some more businesses throughout the day, as we have done all day long. Oh, and check out the video we posted. You might see some of your friends and neighbors. That's at WGNradio.com. Coming up next, a few of your text messages about my husband's heart attack and what we're going to talk about today, and about those call centers that nobody's really happy about, whether they exist or don't exist. What's going on, Mary?